Well, why don't we take Daniel from Sacramento?
Yes, hello. Dr. Sherman. Hi, Dr. Sherman. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Hello, Daniel.
Oh, hi. Yes. So Daniel's wife is experiencing chronic urinary tract infections, mostly in the bladder. And they've been treating her with antibiotics. And she's almost gone septic several times. And she's almost septic now in the kidneys. Can you please talk a little bit on the radio about the D-mannose and other things that you would recommend to help break down your, infections in the kidneys?
Can I ask how old she is? Is it
like only 30?
Oh, really? 30 years old. Okay.
And well, not overweight. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, whenever there's chronic urinary tract infections, what you really want to look at bacteria count, even, you know, I would say 90% of bladder infections are from E. coli. So we've had tremendous success at Tahoma Clinic using D-mannose as a preventive. And the advantage of using D-mannose is it prevents the E. coli from attaching to the bladder wall. So your body can normally just get rid of the bacteria without it taking hold. So, but for a 30-year-old, I would say, you know, if the bacteria is creeping up, you know, beyond the bladder into the kidney, that's much more serious, of course, and you know, that could reflect an immune system problem. One thing I would highly recommend is checking for food sensitivities. That, you know, sometimes the foods, the breakdown products going into the urine can really create inflammation and draw more bacteria to the area. So that's something I would highly encourage her to do. You know, some simple things, taking enough water every day to flush the bladder, making sure you urinate after intercourse. And I'm still a big believer in cranberry juice to help acidify the urine. I think that makes a big difference in preventing bacteria from taking hold. But yeah, it's one of those things that I'd have to learn more about her particular case and why her kidneys are reacting.
Okay. Dr. Sherman, thank you.
All right. Thank you, Daniel.